We are asking, oh God, for you to move mightily tonight in the name of Jesus. Mightily, not only in the words that are spoken, but mightily in the lives of your people that are giving their time tonight, that are calling upon your name, because there is an expectation in their spirit that heaven is going to do something for them in the name of Jesus. I give you glory, God. I give you honor. I give you praise for what you are about to do in this moment. By faith, we declare this is going to be a great hour of prayer. By faith, we declare that there is going to be much availing as we pray tonight. Lives are going to be changed. Yokes are going to be broken. Hearts are going to be restored. The hopeless are going to find hope. Those that are in need of a touch from the Savior are going to be touched tonight in the name of Jesus. And Father, as we stand here tonight, we declare that you are still a miracle working God. You are still a God who is able to do that which is out of the ordinary, just because you are answering the prayer of people that believe. You say the prayer of faith, oh God, shall bring healing. The prayer of faith shall bring restoration. The prayer of faith shall release hope. As we pray tonight, oh God, we declare that you are the one who gives life. You are the one who gives faith. And Father, you are the one who restores sight to the blind. You are the one who causes the lame to walk. You are the one who causes the dumb to speak. You are the one who causes the deaf to hear. You are the one who is able to split the cedars of Lebanon. You are the one who split the Red Sea. And you are the one who parted the River Jordan at its highest. To prove to us there is nothing that is too hard for you, O God. You are the God who causes water to flow from the rock whilst they were in the desert. You are the one who covered Mount Sinai with your glory, with thunderings and lightnings. You are the one who caused your glory to shine upon Moses' face, where man could not even look upon him without seeing you. You are an ever-present God. You are real and you are there. We call upon your name tonight, that you are the one who heals. Stretch forth your right hand with healing and power. Touch the place of our infirmity and bring healing. You say that in your scriptures, O God, in your word, by your stripes we are healed. We speak the manifestation of that healing in the name of Jesus. Our bodily functions, we bring it into normalcy now in the name of Jesus. Everything that is out of order with the original design of God, we command it to come back into order now in the name of Jesus. And Father, in the areas of their bodies where there is pain, I speak healing right now. I command that pain to leave in the name of Jesus. We take authority of this thing and we command it to leave for your glory and for your glory alone. And Father, we know that everything in the earth has been designed to respond to your word. Therefore, Father, every mountain that is standing in the way, we release the word of God and say, be thou removed and cast into the sea in the name of Jesus. You will no longer stand in our way. You will no longer be an obstacle. We declare that our God, the one who has made darkness his pavilion, the one who has authority and dominion in the heavens and the earth, our God is rising up. As he spoke, he said, when he rises up, mountains shall melt as wax. We command the mountains to go down. We command the valleys to be raised up and the crooked places to be made straight, that we may be able to enter and go through. And Father, you said even in the valleys, oh God, you, the valley of Baca, you are going to turn it into a valley of joy, where you're going to spring forth wells. Father, even in the place of our weeping and the place of our mourning and the place of affliction, Father, we are calling upon your name. But you do a new thing tonight. You are the God who causes streams to come in the desert. Let the streams of life begin to flow right now in the name of Jesus. You are the God who has authority over nature. You are the God who has authority over anything that man can design. You said even the hearts of kings are in your hands. We pray that God, you begin to turn the hearts of your people towards you, the hearts of your sons and your daughters towards you. Let there be a reconciliation amongst the families, a restoration of family relationships in the name of Jesus. Mothers and fathers are crying out for their sons. You said in that day the prodigal sons are going to return. May this be the day that we see a performance of the things that you declared to us in the name of Jesus. Holy Spirit, move upon the hearts of our sons and our daughters. Let this word not return to us void. The word that Joel spoke when he said, in that day God will pour out his spirit upon all flesh. And you said, old men shall dream dreams and young men shall see visions. You said by Malachi, in that day the hearts of the fathers shall be turned back unto the sons, in the hearts of the sons back to the fathers. Let it be so in the name of Jesus. Let this be a season of transition, a season where Elisha is beginning to see at the same level as Elijah. Let Elisha now be able to receive his inheritance. Let Elisha now be able to receive his portion that God has given him in the name of Jesus. I thank you, O God, that the chariots are coming, chariots of fire, not only to move one generation, but to empower a generation that is coming in the name of Jesus. Let the generation move with such power and might as being released by the heavens. You said not by might nor by power, but you said by your spirit, God, you will do this. Do this now in our day in the name of Jesus. Let doors of opportunity open and let doors of prosperity open in the name of Jesus. For your glory, God, and for your glory alone, I declare that the doors are opening. I declare that prosperity is coming. I declare that enlargement is being released right now in the name of Jesus. Release that enlargement, God. Release it and release it and release it now upon us and upon our children, our children's children. Let today be the day when the captivity is broken. Let this be the day when slavery comes to an end. But Father, you are breaking us free from the slavery of sin. You said, if any man be in Christ, he is a new creation. You said, O God, we shall not serve two masters. We declare that tonight we are translating our position, God, from being under the authority of sin to being under the authority of righteousness. Tonight, we declare ourselves slaves unto righteousness in the name of Jesus. We will not pursue the lust of the flesh, for Father, we are living after the things of the Spirit. Holy Spirit, quicken things in us that we may be able to apprehend that which apprehended us, that we may be able to move in unison with what heaven is mandating, with what heaven is declaring concerning us. Somebody just open up your mouth and say, this is the day when God is liberating me. Open up your mouth and declare, this is the day that God is liberating me. This is the day that God is freeing me. This is the day that God is breaking the chains over my life. This is the day that God is removing the burden of my life in the name of Jesus. I want to release this word over somebody tonight. I want to release this word over somebody tonight. You have been carrying a gift for so long. Now, It is time for your gift to begin carrying you. You've been trying to make room for your gift. Now it is time for your gift to make room for you. You have been carrying this weight upon your shoulders for too long. Now is the time for that weight to begin carrying you in the name of Jesus. You have been carrying so much faith. Now it is time for this faith to begin carrying you over the threshold to the place where God is leading you. Somebody say, this is the day when everything changes. This is the day when everything turns in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I release the favor of God upon your life to seal this word tonight that your captivity is broken. I pray that tonight upon your heart, upon your life, upon your household, the blood of Jesus is marking you not for a Passover, but the blood of Jesus is marking you for favor in the name of Jesus. Let the angel of God go to and fro. The angel that Ezekiel saw that was marking men on their foreheads to say they are of God. I ask for that angel to be released tonight in this earth, oh God, to go and mark those that are yours as they are being marked. God, let the favor of heaven come upon them in an unprecedented way in the name of Jesus. Let this be the day when they begin to experience the supernatural in a way that they have never seen it before. You say there is a moment where we entertain angels unawares. Let this be the day when their angelic manifestations, in the name of Jesus, angelic hosts being sent to and fro to do the bidding of the Lord on our behalf. We are asking God for the angels to be sent to every corner of the earth to begin gathering what is required, every resource that must come into our lives to fulfill the word of God concerning our destiny and our future. Let it come now in the name of Jesus. Faith is a resource. We call for a faith that enables us to persevere, to be released right now. We ask for the strength of heaven to come upon us now. We ask God for the measure of faith from heaven to be released upon us. Let the faith of God be upon us now, God, to say we will not give up on that which God has promised. God, we may not be able to see the fullness of all that you have released unto us, but God, our faith will not be wavering. Tonight we make a declaration. We are not going to be double-minded, for you say the double-minded man is unstable in all his ways. Our hearts are set, our souls are fixed, that it is God and God alone who is going to do great and mighty things in our lives in the name of Jesus. Every prophetic word that has been spoken over us, I call it now into account in the name of Jesus. I call it into account. I call it into account in the name of Jesus. You will not fall to the ground, but you will accomplish everything that God has sent you to accomplish. God has said you are going to make us the head and not the tail. I declare that tonight you are going to accomplish that word in the name of Jesus. Let the things that have been holding us down be broken, that we may be elevated, that we may ascend to that place that heaven has said this is the place God has ordained for us. We thank you, O God, for being the one who takes the one that are lowly and you set them in heavenly places with the Lord. We thank you that you are the one who takes the ones that are rejected and you give them a place of rule. You are the one who takes those that are outcast and downtrodden and you give them a seat in the courts of heaven. I pray that tonight, as the cloud of witness is witnessing this prayer, may they see the God that they had faith and believed in perform something in our day. We declare that this is the day that God has made. We are going to rejoice and we are going to be glad as we see God work the supernatural, as we see God do that which we have been praying for, as we see God do the unexpected. For our God is the one who does the exceedingly, the abundant, the above all that we could ever ask or think. I pray that God tonight, doors that we have been knocking on are about to open. Doors that we have been asking to be closed are being closed tonight in the name of Jesus. No more gateways open for the enemy to come in. Those doors have been shut, and no man, no spirit can open the doors that God has shut in the name of Jesus. And Father, upon people's finances right now in the name of Jesus, I call upon the God who owns a cattle on a thousand hills. I call upon the God who is Jehovah Jireh to release provision. You said, oh God, that if we seek your kingdom and your righteousness, all these things shall follow us, oh God. I pray that God, that which you said shall come to us now, come in the name of Jesus. God, that which we should wear, we release it now in the name of Jesus. That which is supposed to feed us and nourish us, we call it now in the name of Jesus. You are coming our way. Our head are ready to receive. There is an expectation in us that God is going to give us our daily provision. As we cry out, give us this day our daily bread. Release it now, God, in the name of Jesus. Let somebody's mind be open tonight to receive a word from God. Let this word be a word that ignites the passion in them. Let this be a word that ignites the hope in them. Let this be the word that reignites the faith in them as they begin to walk, oh God, knowing that you have ordered for them not to walk by sight, but for them to walk by faith. In their faith walk, may they trust in you completely. You said, blessed is the man who leans on God and not the man who trusts in the arm of flesh. I declare that tonight any man who has made the Lord his refuge and his fortress will receive a just recompense for all that they have been going through. You said you shall give them, oh God, joy, and you shall give them double for their pain. I pray that God tonight, the day of the double, be released upon them in the name of Jesus. Double joy, double elation, let it be released, God, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Double their income, oh God. Double their resources, oh God. Let this be the day when they experience the outcome of all that Job saw, the day that you blessed him with more than what he had before. Let this be the day in the name of Jesus. Let their tears of sorrow be changed into tears of joy in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I pray that there is somebody here tonight who has been going through so much affliction. I pray that tonight God is sending the angels to bring deliverance in your life. Hallelujah. Where you are in the prison of your fear, where you are in the prison of your failure, I declare that tonight God is sending forth an angel, and the things that have been holding your feet are being broken. The prison doors are being opened. I declare that tonight you are coming out of the captivity of your fear. You are coming out of the captivity of your limitations. I declare that tonight you are limitless. You are limitless. You are limitless in the name of Jesus. I declare that you can do all things through Christ who is your strength. I declare that you are moving in such majesty and power because God is moving with you. You are walking with God in a way that you have never seen him before. The glory of God is overshadowing you right now in the name of Jesus. God is overshadowing you right now. I declare that in the areas of your life where there has been barrenness, there is about to be fruitfulness that is being released in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I declare, because God is overshadowing you right now, in the name of Jesus, the works of your hands are going to prosper. There is prosperity in your thoughts. There is prosperity in your ideas. There is prosperity in whatsoever you set your hands to do. I declare that it is not going to fail, but it is going to succeed. I declare that your barrenness is broken, because God is moving you from a place of being in the outside and bringing you into the place of productivity, because where God dwells, the hundredfold return is found there. I call forth for every seed that you have sown, for God to bring a bountiful harvest from every seed. That which is supposed to bring harvest now, I command it in the name of Jesus to bring that harvest in a way and in a measure where God said it shall be pressed down, shaken together, and running over. In fact, tonight, by the authority of the Holy Ghost, I call forth for that pressed down, shaken together, and running over blessing to come upon your life. That means your joy is going to be pressed down, shaken together, and running over. In the name of Jesus, your faith is going to be pressed down, shaken together, and running over. I declare that tonight you are moving from a place of being limited to a place of overflow. In the name of Jesus, overflow in your finances. I command overflow upon your household. I command overflow of understanding in your marriage. I command overflow in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I push you from being a place of insufficiency to be in a place of overflow, to be in a place of abundance, as God is releasing that tonight in the name of Jesus. That means right now we are standing in a place where generational curses have imposed limitations on you, but by the authority of the blood of Jesus, I declare that the generational curse is being broken in the name of Jesus. Because that generational curse is being broken, you are coming out of poverty in wisdom, you are coming out of poverty in knowledge, you are coming out of poverty in understanding. I declare that tonight, by the Spirit of the living God, I push you into a place of abundance. Abundance in wisdom. Let the Spirit of God release wisdom upon you in the name of Jesus. And everything that wisdom is bringing with her, wisdom will bring riches. Let those be released into your life now in the name of Jesus. Now in the name of Jesus. Now in the name of Jesus. I pray for the word of God to begin permeating through your mind, permeating through every fiber of your being. May you begin to get into a place where you are in love with God more than you have ever been before. May you get into a place where you understand the word of God more than you have understood it before. May you get into a place, a wealthy place with God in the name of Jesus. Where you are never starved for the presence of God, where you are never starved for the glory of God. May God begin to reveal the mysteries that are in His hand. May God begin to illuminate things in your life by His Spirit in the name of Jesus. That means you are coming from being in the outer court into the inner court, where you are going to see the table of showbread, the supernatural provision of God. You are going to see the seven golden candlesticks, the illumination of God by the Spirit in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. I pray that tonight you realize that there is a God who loves you. There is a God who stands by you. There is a God who understands everything that is going on in your life. There is a God who is waiting to bring blessing and prosperity into your life in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I pray that tonight be the night where God begins to elevate your understanding. God begins to bring certain things into order in your life. Somebody say hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Once again, by the power of the living God, this is the day that indeed God has made. You are going to rejoice, and you are going to rejoice, you are going to rejoice in the name of Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I want to go through, I want to give you a little scripture here, and then we pray again. I want to give you a little scripture here that we pray again. Yes. Amen. Amen. I want to go into the scripture here. I'm in the scripture of Zechariah. Somebody just go to Zechariah. Zechariah chapter number 3. Zechariah chapter number 3. Zechariah chapter number 3. Zechariah chapter number 3. If you have a Bible and you got Zechariah chapter 3, just say amen. I have it, because we're gonna read Zechariah chapter number 3. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah. I feel a deliverance coming over somebody right now. A deliverance coming over somebody right now. He said by Zechariah, and he showed me Joshua the high priest standing before the angel of the Lord, and Satan standing at his right hand to resist him. And the Lord said unto Satan, the Lord rebuke thee, O Satan, even the Lord that hath chosen Jerusalem rebuke thee. Is not this a brand plucked out of fire? Now Joshua was clothed with filthy garments and stood before the angel. And he answered and spake unto these that stood before him, saying, take away the filthy garments from him. And unto him he said, behold, I have caused thine iniquity to pass from thee, and I will clothe thee with change of raiment. And I said, let them sit a fair mite upon his head. So they set a fair mite upon his head and clothed them with garments. And the angel of the Lord stood by, and the angel of the Lord protested unto Joshua, saying, thus says the Lord of hosts, if thou wilt walk in my ways, and if thou wilt keep my charge, then thou shalt also judge my house, and shalt also keep my courts, and I will give thee places to walk amongst these that stand by. Hear now, O Joshua, the high priest, thou and thy fellows that sit before thee, for they are men wondered at. For behold, I will bring forth my servant the branch. For behold, the stone that I have laid before Joshua, upon one stone shall be seven eyes. Behold, I will engrave the graving thereof, and the Lord of hosts, and I will remove the iniquity of that land in one day. In that day, saith the Lord of hosts, shall you call every man his neighbor under the vine and under the fig tree. But what I want to show you, he is saying today, there is somebody, where place where God is taking away the filthy garments. That means God is about to clothe you in a garment of righteousness. Somebody say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah again. That means God, The Bible says God is the one who is going. He said, though your skins be as scarlet, your garments be as scarlet, you say there is the blood that is going to make you as white as what? As white as snow. God tonight is cleansing. God tonight is taking away the filth. God tonight is taking away the garments, in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, somebody say hallelujah again. Somebody say hallelujah again in the name of Jesus. Father, do that which you are doing in our midst now. Do that which you are establishing in our midst now. Somebody say hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. Let me just take you over. Let me take you over. We talked about God taking away the filthy garments. Let's jump over to Isaiah 61. I feel my help coming as we are praying tonight. I want to let you know that God is doing a work over somebody's life tonight. I'm in verse number 3. You know verse number 1, the Spirit of God is upon me because the Lord has anointed me to preach the good tidings. That's all you know. That verse number 2, to proclaim the acceptable year of the Lord, the day of vengeance of our God, to comfort all that mourn. But I want to go to verse number 3. He says, to appoint unto them that mourn in Zion, to give unto them beautiful ashes, the oil of joy for mourning, the garment of praise for the spirit of heaviness, that they might be called trees of righteousness, the planting of the Lord, that he might be glorified. Tonight may the Lord strip you of the garment of heaviness. May he bring you now praise, the garment of praise. May God clothe you in his righteousness. Somebody say hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Now you have to understand, you have to understand this, you have to understand this. Zechariah said that he saw Joshua standing. Joshua standing, and he said he saw the devil was standing by the side to bring accusations against Joshua. That is Joshua the high priest. But the angel said, may the Lord rebuke thee. If you remember what happened when the Bible says that the devil came to contend with Gabriel for the body of Moses, and the angel said, Satan, may the Lord rebuke you. Somebody say, how many of us know when God rebukes you, you are rebuked indeed in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah. Therefore, tonight I declare that God is silencing your accusers. Somebody say, God is silencing my accusers. God is silencing your accusers. The Bible says Satan, he is the accuser of the brethren before God. Tonight God is silencing your accuser. As God is silencing your accuser, God is doing a divine act by taking away the garment of sorrow and bringing the garment of praise upon you in the name of Jesus. God is Shabasi bro debe kiri abahaya rebron debe shibara nebo roba city in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Can I just tell somebody here tonight, because God is taking away the garment you have been wearing, that garment has been associated with pain, that garment has been associated with less joy, that garment has been associated with every derision in the earth. But I pray that tonight in the name of Jesus, God is taking away your reproach. God is releasing the gladness that he has appointed for your life in the name of Jesus. Somebody say hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. I want to declare over somebody tonight that the garment you have been carrying all the days has been the garment of sickness, but God is releasing the garment of healing upon you in the name of Jesus. Can I just declare over somebody here? I feel this thing just resting upon me to declare over somebody tonight that the garment you have been wearing is a garment that has been saying you will never achieve anything. It's a garment that has been, you have been carrying, that has been carrying every name that has been spoken over your life by those that were in authority but had no understanding. In the name of Jesus, I declare that that garment is being taken away from you, and God is clothing you in a garment that's going to represent new things. I call forth even for the coat of Joshua, the coat of many anointings to come upon you in the name of Jesus. May the Lord now put the might upon your head that you stand in a place as a priest with God to be able to deliberate on heavenly affairs in the name of Jesus. Tonight, understand that God
God is elevating you to a place of authority. God is elevating you to a place of dominion. God is elevating you to a place of government. God is elevating you to a place of legislation. I pray that tonight when you open up your mouth, you are legislating in the affairs that are in the earth, but you are legislating from a heavenly place, because God now has put you in a place of right standing with Him. And you may be wondering, how has God put you in a right place of standing with Him to be able to govern, to be able to rule, to be able to reign? He said to Joshua, if thou wilt walk in my ways, and if thou wilt keep my charge, then thou shalt also judge my house, and shall also keep my courts, and I will give thee places to walk among these in the name of Jesus. May the Lord give you a place of rule. May the Lord give you a measure of rule in the places where you have been given influence in the name of Jesus. I thank God for being a God who is able to wash away all our sins, for being a God who rebukes the devourer for our sake, for being the God who brings the oil of gladness, for being the God who brings the oil of joy in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Oh, this is this is an exciting moment. This is an exciting time. Somebody say, this is the moment I've been waiting for. This is the moment I've been waiting for. Somebody, I've been waiting for. Now here is the moment that you've been waiting for. Zechariah chapter number 4. Zechariah chapter number 4, verse number 7. Zechariah chapter 4. No, number 6, you know already. Let's do number 7. He says, who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel? Thou shalt become a plain. Anybody hear that? He says, who art thou, O great mountain, before Zerubbabel thou shalt become a plain? Anybody hear that? I speak to every mountain in your life right now. Who art thou before the chosen of God? Who art thou before the chosen of God? I declare that you shall become a plain. That means the mountain that has been standing in your way. The mountain that has been standing in your way, God is removing in the name of Jesus. God is removing in the name of Jesus. And the scripture says, and he shall bring forth the headstone thereof with shoutings, crying, grace, 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 grace. And he said, verse number 9, the hands of Zerubbabel have laid the foundation of this house. His hands also shall finish it, and thou shalt know that the Lord of hosts has sent me unto you. For who hath despised the day of small things? For they shall rejoice and shall see the plummet in the hand of Zerubbabel with those seven. They are the eyes of the Lord which run to and fro the earth. Then answered I and said unto him, what are these two olive trees upon the right side of the candlesticks upon the left side thereof? And I answered again and said unto him, what are these two branches which through the two golden corners, golden pipes empty the golden oil of themselves? And he said, and he answered me and says, knowest thou not what this be? I said, no. Then he said, these are the two anointed ones that stand by the Lord of the whole earth. May the Lord now release an anointing upon your life. We spoke about that oil of joy. We spoke about the oil of gladness. May the Lord release that oil of joy. May the Lord release that oil of anointing upon your life. As the mountain before you is becoming a plain, as the mountain before you is waxing to the ground. Somebody say hallelujah. Hallelujah. All I wanted to say is, I told you this is the moment that you've been waiting for, and the word for the moment you've been waiting for. The Lord is causing the mountain that has been standing before you to become a plain. That basically means the Lord is obliterating that mountain. It shall no longer be a mountain, because you shall be able to walk over it. Somebody say hallelujah. You shall be able to walk over that mountain in the name of Jesus. I'm telling you that God tonight is doing something. And what God is doing, I want to let you know that God is really, really dealing with some things that have been standing in the way in our lives. And God is causing those things to move out of the way. Somebody say hallelujah, 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 hallelujah. Now, I don't know what mountains you have been facing in your life. Maybe for some, it's been a financial mountain. For some, it has been just a mountain of hopelessness. For some, it's just been a mountain of impossibility. But I want to let you know that God tonight, God is removing that mountain. For some, it has been a mountain of discouragement. Tonight, God is dealing with that mountain of discouragement in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. That mountain. Okay, can I just give you, let me give you one scripture here. Somebody say, let me give you one more scripture here. Micah chapter number 1. Micah chapter 1, verse number 3 and verse number 4. Micah chapter number 1, verse number 3 and verse number 4. For behold, the Lord cometh forth out of his place, and will come down and tread upon the high places of the earth, and the mountains shall be molten under him, and the valleys shall be cleft as wax before the fire, and the waters that are poured out down a steep place. The mountains are going to be molten, because God is coming down. The mountains, I told you that God is going to make the mountains to be as plain, a plain before you. That God is coming and the mountains are going to melt and wax before God. This is what the New International Version says. Look, the Lord is coming from his dwelling place. He comes down and treads on the heights of the earth. The mountains melt beneath him, and the valleys split apart like wax before the fire, like water rushing down a slope. What I want you to work on is the mountains melt before him. The mountains melt before him. The mountains melt before him. I will say it again. Tonight, the mountains in your life are melting before your God who is coming from his dwelling place. The mountains before you are melting, are waxing before the Lord who is coming from his dwelling place. I will say it again. The mountains are melting beneath him as he is coming from his dwelling place. The mountains of impossibility are melting beneath the Lord as he comes from his dwelling place. The mountain of financial difficulties is melting as God is coming from his dwelling place in the name of Jesus. The mountain of sorrow is melting as the Lord is coming from his dwelling place in the name of Jesus. Hallelujah, 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 again, hallelujah, hallelujah. Somebody say hallelujah one more time. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus. Amen. Amen. And amen. So now I just want to just reiterate the things I have said. I gave you Zechariah chapter number 3. I gave you Zechariah chapter number 3, right? I think Zechariah 3. I gave you. It was Zechariah chapter number 3. Zechariah chapter number 3. We did Zechariah chapter number 3, where we did verse number 6, number 7. Then I gave you Micah chapter number 1, verse number 3. I gave you Isaiah 61, verse number 3, about the Lord removing the garment, the filthy garment, and putting a new garment on you. I gave you the scripture in Micah to show you that God is dealing with the mountains in your life. That is, he's coming from his dwelling place. The mountains are melting before him. That basically means, and I told you that he's saying to Zerubbabel again, saying to Joshua in Zechariah, he says that you shall say, who is this mountain? Where is that mountain? Because that mountain is going to be as a plain before God. So I thank God for what he has done. He has already gone before you to bring the mountains down, to raise up the valleys, to make the crooked places straight. And I say, this is the day that the Lord has made. You will rejoice and you will be glad. Why did I say that? I say this is the moment that you have been waiting for. And that moment you have been waiting for is the moment where God says your mountain is going to wax beneath him as he is coming from his dwelling place. Somebody say amen.